lives, wounded for our transgression, bruised our iniquities, chastised our peace was laid upon him. By his stripes that we what?
Heal.
Thank y'all for that good song. Well, y'all may have to bear with me a little bit this morning. I got some more scripture I want to share, I believe. The Lord has had them on my heart. Amen. Hey, nothing takes the place of the Word of God. Nothing. Man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. Said just a word Wednesday night about all the things that people go to all extents, spend all money and time and effort on things that satisfy not. The true bread is here. Living word. Christ said, I'm that bread. Now I want to try to share something the Lord has been laying on my heart for several days about just bringing. I mentioned just a little bit Tuesday night when I testified a little to prison about bringing something to the Lord, bringing it to Him. You know, He can take care of every problem, every situation. It will just bring it to Him. Bring it to Him. So turn with your Bibles this morning. It's good to see you. Appreciate each one of you coming. Again, in Matthew, I've got three or four different verses, different places in Matthew you want to look at. Matthew chapter number 14. Matthew 14 this morning, we'll begin reading with verse number 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion. You know, the compassion makes a difference. Toward them, and he healed their sick. Sing about it. It's Brother Buford and Sister Sue singing that song. Well, I'm fixing to read this verse. He healed their sick. Aren't you glad he still does? Lots of us here, not just me, but a lot of you also, are living proof of the healing power, mercy of our wonderful Lord. So he had compassion toward them and healed their sick. And even his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the village and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they said unto him, "We have here but five loaves and two fishes." He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the five loaves and two fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to the disciples. Disciples to the multitude. And they did eat, and were filled. They took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Now they didn't naturally speaking have the resources to feed that many. They only had a little. I'll never forget, I used another one of the Gospels on this same passage of Scripture. Tyler's funeral. You know what? It simply brought a short word on the Lord. I said, hands. But they had a lad there. And he had some loaves. But you know what made the difference? When he put them in the Lord's hands. And he's saying here to us this morning, it's not the amounts and abundance. It's what we bring to him. He said, "Bring them hitherto." I didn't know I'd said that many times in the Bible. I found it three or four times. "Bring them hitherto. Bring them to me." He said, "We don't have enough to feed this multitude. Send them away." But I want to say to you this morning, there's grace and power and strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know how to send nobody away. Listen, He's able to deliver and set us free. He's able to feed the hungry souls and feed the hungry hearts. He's God, He's Almighty, and He's able to do above and abundantly more than we can ask or think. Amen. If we just bring it to Him. You got a burden, you got a need, you got a problem, just take it to the Lord. Cast them upon Him because, cast your burdens on the Lord because He careth for you. Yes, He does. And therefore He said, just bring them to Me. And He took them, broke the bread, and He blessed it, and broke and gave loaves to the disciples, and they fed the multitudes. You know what? I'm amazed at this passage of Scripture. They had more left than they did when they started. They had more left than they did when they started. Listen, for Jesus blessed it. If you'll turn what you got over to the Lord, He can bless it, and you'll have more left than you had when you started. He's God. He's in control. He is the one. If we'll just bring it to Him and cast it down in His feet, leave it to Him, He can bless and multiply like you've never seen before. You know, He flat can. Can I say something? You don't ever hear me say nothing about money. We don't even take up offering. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't say nothing very often, but I'll tell you what if you'll do. If you'll give the Lord off the top 10, amen, you'll have more left than the bottom 90. And you try to just take it all. It won't work that way if you know Him. Somebody said, I got too many bills to tithe. And you know what I say to that? I got too many not to. Huh? But you just give it to the Lord. Don't you think He can multiply and bless? And oh, hallelujah, He can bless. If you just bring it hither, bring Me what you got and yield to Me. Put it in My hands, that the Lord's hands can bless it and it'll be multiplied. Bring it to Me, He said. He fed the multitudes that day. They didn't have to go away hungry. Well, I could go on now. Look over another verse of Scripture in Matthew chapter number 16. Excuse me, Matthew 17. Matthew 17. But we're going to read verse number 15. Here's another place where He said, bring it hither to. Bring it to Me. Matthew 17, verse number 15 said, Lord, He said, have mercy on my son. For he's a lunatic and so vexed. For oftentimes he fall into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to Thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to Me. And Jesus rebuked the devil. He rebuked him. And he departed out of them. And the child was cured from that very hour. But notice what He said in verse number 17. Bring him hither to Me. Disciples couldn't do anything. They couldn't help him. And then later on he tells them why. But here He said, just bring him to Me. If you can get that child, you can get that person, you can get that problem, whatever it is, to the Lord, He'll take care of it. He's got the authority. He's got the power. He rebuked that devil, and the devil had to go. He rebuked him, and then listen, and we have the authority in the name of Jesus Christ to rebuke the enemy and the powers of darkness and resist the devil. And He said He'd flee from us. Bring him to Me, He said. Never was a case too hard for Him. Never will be. Hallelujah. Bring him to Me. Bring him. Just bring him on. Hallelujah. Come on. Just get him to Christ. That's what we need. So anyway, Jesus rebuked the devil, verse 8, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Look at verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto him, because of your unbelief. You know why we hindered in this hour so much? Unbelief. It's sad. You know what? There was a place, one community, one city, one town, Jesus did not many mighty works there because of what? Their unbelief. It's amazing what God would do if we could believe him. Did I tell you what Brother Enzer told me the other day? I think I may have told some of you. When I was so far down, he said we was praying and believing. He said God knew he wasn't fixing to take it, but we didn't. But we believing that he wasn't. Believing and praying that somebody believed, and so did you. And here I stand. But God said, because of your unbelief. But folks, I'm going to tell you something. He's able to above and abundantly more than we can ask or even think. If we just believe. All things are possible to him that what? Believeth. But because of unbelief, they could not do the works that need to be done. But you say, well, we can't. You know what? If you look in the Bible, though, Jesus had already given. He gave them the authority and the power to cast out devils and heal the sick. I read it just this week. He gave them that authority and power. They were supposed to have been able to do it, but they run into this and something. He said, it's not going to go out by prayer and fasting. We need to get down to praying and fasting like we never have before. That's the only thing that's going to help us stand in this hour against the powers of darkness and rebuke the devil. This comes against us. Sometimes we must have fasting and prayer. And nothing takes place of it. Won't your faith increase? Want more power in your life? It's going to come through prayer and fasting. He said, "If you, because you're unbelief, for verily I say, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's not very big, they're very small, but said, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." God grant us some faith. God increase our faith. Let's bring these to the Lord. But got a problem? Can't solve it? Bring it to Jesus. You got a son, daughter? Just turn him over to the Lord. Amen. You said, I don't know what I'm going to do with him. Here's a dad that don't know what to do with his son. He done took him to the disciples. But but Jesus said, just bring him to me. Bring him on. Let's take him to the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, let's look at another verse over here. Look in Luke 19. It's also in Matthew 21. But we'll read that in Luke 19. This is all in all four Gospels. Luke chapter number 19. He said, what's this got to do? You know, the Lord, he owns all the cattle on the hills, the thousands of hills, he said. He owns the beasts of the field. By the way, he owns the roosters. I heard one crow this morning. But you know what? He's in control of that rooster that crowed for old Peter. He was. He controls the fish. You know what? I was reading again this week. You think about this. You know what the Lord said? Told one of the disciples. Go yonder down there and said, catch that first fish you catch. Get him up. Look in his mouth. Get that money out there. And go pay our taxes. You say, I don't know where I'm going to get money to pay my taxes. Just bring it to the Lord. Go get it. Say, we don't want to offend nobody. Isn't that amazing? And old Peter began to sink. Lord, save me. He reached down and picked him up, and they went back to the boat together. But you know what? That's the Lord. That's him. And you know what? Here he is fixing to ride a donkey. Look at this in Luke 19. Verse number 30, go ye into the village, he tells two of his disciples, over against you into which you're entering, you shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him. And here it is again. Bring him hither. Bring him to me. Now what in the world is the Lord going to do with a donkey colt? He's fixing to ride him. One had never been rode. And if you read over in the Gospel of Matthew, you'll find out he said she'd got a mama. Said that colt's got a mama. Said you can bring both of them. Bring them, he said. So I believe he brought both of them. But he got on the one never been rode. Now who likes to get on one of them? Last time I got on one, I didn't get towed off, but I sure was sore when I got off, Brother Larry. But you know what? He said, bring me that coat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man asks you, why do you loose him? Thus shall you say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him. Said the Lord needs him. And they that were sent went their way and found it even, listen to this, as he had said unto them, just like he said. And then he said, as they were loosing the coat, the owner thereof said unto them, why loose you the coat? And they said, the Lord hath need of him. You said, didn't know the Lord never needed anything. Yes, he did. He's fixing to fulfill some scripture. Zechariah 9:9. Where it talks about the prophecy that he'd be riding. Humble of one. One that's lowly. A king bringing salvation. He's riding upon a donkey. But thank God, this here one was one that never been rode before. But Jesus, listen, he wasn't going to throw him off. He got on him. Hallelujah. Loose the coat. And the Lord have need of him. They brought him to Jesus. Hallelujah. They brought him. Boy, it'd be good if we just do everything the Lord told us, wouldn't he? Brought him to Jesus. See, they're bringing him to him. He's the one that had need of him. They brought him to him. And the Bible says, and they cast their garments upon the coat, and they set Jesus thereupon. So he went, they spread their clothes in the way, and when they was come nigh, even now to the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God. With a loud voice. So you don't just have to whisper all the time, you can shout. For all the mighty works that they had seen. Saying, verse number 38, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he was come nigh, he beheld the city and wept over it. If I had as known, even thy, at least in this thy day, the things would belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thy eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee in on every side. And shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children whom within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because I knewest not the time of thy visitation. Here he was, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, riding into the city on this donkey, coat, foal. But they didn't know the time of their visitation. You know what? He came to visit us. He still comes. Got a problem? Carry it to him. If he tells you he's got a need of something, go get it. Share it with him. Give it to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to read Zechariah 9 now. 9:9. You can turn over if you want to. You don't have to, but Zechariah 9:9. You see why he had need of this coat. Look in Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter. Best way I find that, back up, just go to back at Malachi and just back up. Right close to the end of the Old Testament. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Uh-oh. Here it is again. Shout. Shout. O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He's just. He's having salvation. He's lowly. Riding upon an ass, upon the coat, the foal of an ass. You know what? That's not what normal kings rode on. But here's our Lord. The first thing he said, your king's coming. He's just. Aren't you glad he is? Aren't you glad he'll justify us? He'll forgive us and pardon us, and we can be just as we've never sinned. But here comes the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And he's riding upon a donkey. I like what he said. Not only is he just, but he's having salvation. He is our salvation. Hallelujah. And he says he's lowly. Now why? Why would he be on that donkey? I'm going to tell you something. He's lowly, meek, and lowly in heart. He's full of compassion. And he comes in the city. And they miss him in the time of his visitation. Because they was looking for a king to come set up his kingdom then. But he came the first time, riding on this lowly coat. And he was lowly, humble, and as he was bringing salvation, riding on this donkey. But I want to say in closing this morning, he's coming again, but he's not going to be riding upon a donkey. Read Revelation 19 sometime and you'll see the heavens open. He's coming back. He's going to be on a white horse. He's going to have on a crown of thorns. He's going to have on, listen, a crown, but it's not going to be a crown of thorns. A King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he came the first time, said, bring everything to me. But when he comes back, people don't know him. Be hiding in the dens and the rocks to hide the face of him that's sitting upon a throne. It's a white throne. It's a white horse. He's coming back on, thank God. He's not coming back the next time on a donkey. He's not coming back as a lowly little white one, but he's coming back to rule and to reign in righteousness and truth and justice. Thank God he's coming. Yeah. Our Lord's a coming. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know what makes me want to do? Just bring everything to him now. Hallelujah. He owns it in him. He sure does. I don't even own this body. It's a temple. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost. Been bought with a price. Not silver and gold, but with the precious blood, redemption power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He coming back. Yes. Our Lord came. All his circumstances and situations said, just bring it to me. Amen. Yeah. Bring me that son. Bring me those fish and those loaves. Bring it to me. Bring me that coat. Let him bless it. Multiply it for his glory. I don't know a better thing for you and I to do than just bring it to the Lord. Bring it hitherto. Bring it. Cast your care upon the Lord. What he said, Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that are burdened and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Listen to this. I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find what? rest. We're going to find that rest into your soul if you just come to Him. If you cast it all upon Him, why worry and fret? You can't change tomorrow. You can't even change today. Neither can I. But we can cast it all on the Lord. Why don't you come to Him? Bring it to Him. He's able. You can't overweight Him. He can carry every burden. He's God. He's King of kings. He's Lord of everlasting eternal. He's always the same. He changes not. I like Hebrews 13, don't you? What it says, is it 8 or what verse long it says? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and how long? Forever. He don't change. We're living in a changing world. We're living in a trying world. But thank God, He's the same. He sure is. You don't know when you see somebody, they're going to be changed some. You know, if you see somebody every day, you don't realize it. But if you don't see somebody for a long time, boy, they sure got old looking. And but you know what? God don't get old. He's the same. Always has been, always will be. All power, all grace, and all strength. And I can tell you, you can rest everything on Him. He's lowly, He's just, and He's bringing salvation. That's Him. Bring it to Him. You got a little bit on Him to bless and multiply, like He did the fish and the loaves? Put it in His hands. Lord's hands. Lad had it, had the loaves, but He gave it to the Lord. And He's the one that broke it and blessed it. He still will bless if you'll turn it over to Him. Would you pray with us? Father, I pray you'd bless these few words. Bless your scripture. Your eternal word, let it sink deep in our hearts this morning. If there's someone here wrestling with some care, some problem, some need that seems impossible, as it was with those disciples for feeding the multitude, I pray you'd strengthen them. I pray you give us all courage and strength to cast it all upon you. Because we know that you care for us. Have your way now, Lord, as we stand and sing this morning.